A wild one Monday between the Braves and the Nationals. Two former number one picks, Stansby Swanson and Bryce Harper, hug it out on draft night. Meanwhile, this would be a big night for Matt Adams. He steps to the plate top three, his team down 4-3.
Markakis ready to go. There it is. And it's a swing and a drive deep center field. Taylor going back. This is way back. It's going and it's long gone. A three-run homer for Matt Adams on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball, his eighth of the year. And it's 6-4 Atlanta. To the windup and fires. And a swing and a long drive right field. This is way back and this game is tied. A line drive home run over the right field wall. Harper's first home run in the last 12 games, his 16th of the season. And with one mighty swing, it's a brand new game again.
And then single to right center. First time facing this right-hander. Drives one to deep right center field. Way back. Going. Gone. Goodbye. Over the big wall in right center field, Matt Adams has his second home run of the night. And ninth of the season, it's his third hit of the game. And it's now the Nationals 9 and the Braves 7. The fourth home run of the game for Atlanta. The Nationals have hit 3. And the ball has just been jumping out of Nationals Park tonight. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball to right. It's deep. Harper's going back towards the corner to the warning track. At the wall. It's gone. Goodbye. Into the Nationals bullpen. And opposite field. Three-run homer for Tyler Flowers. And the Braves lead 11-9. It is the 11th blown save of the year for the Nationals bullpen. The kick in, here it comes. Swing and a drive to right center field. Inciardi coming over. He's there and he makes the catch. The game is over. And the Braves take game one of this three-game series. The Nationals lose their fourth in a row. The bullpen with its 11th blown save of the season. After the Nationals had a 9-6 lead after four innings, the Braves scored two of the eighth and a three-run homer from Tyler Flowers the opposite way. After two walks in the inning by Matt Albers, gives up the three-run homer to a former teammate back with the White Sox who used to catch him, Tyler Flowers.
The Braves defeat the Nationals in a wild one, 11-10. Atlanta had been 0-31 this season when trailing entering the ninth inning. Steven Strasburg yields three home runs in a start for the second time in his career. They've both come against the Braves. It's not often you can score 10 runs in a ball game and still lose, but that was the misfortune for the Nationals on Monday as they fell to the Braves in a wild one at home. 11-10 was the final. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker, who spoke to the media following the game.
You know, usually a guy that throws strikes, you know, walk two and then a homer. And, you know, he's been, you know, our most dependable guy out there. And, you know, we couldn't keep him in the ballpark. I think they had five home runs off of us. three or four of them were multi-run, you know, home runs. And you score 10 runs, you expect to win. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd like to, you know, the fight big time. You know, we are kind of, you know, underwater during this streak. You know, every team's going to go through it, but it just seems like, you know, we're getting beat by the homer. You know, it's I don't know how many homers you've given up. We've given up a lot, especially late innings when they, you know, there's a lot of crooked numbers on that board up there. Every inning that they score was a crooked number. So, you know, we need some help. We need some help big time. And, you know, we've been knowing that, you know, all along. But, you know, I like to fight from our team.
It was a tough night for Matt Albers as he gave up the go-ahead three-run shot in the ninth inning to Tyler Flowers. As that put the Nats down 11-9, they would eventually fall 11-10. Here is the veteran reliever speaking to the media after the game.
I think just a couple of the walks hurt me today. Flowers, you know, he had a decent pitch as a way, just hit it out to right field. So, I think the big thing was just walking Markakis first, and then, you know, kind of walking Adams, I didn't really give in right there. You know, I knew I had a kind of, not really a base open, but, you know, could still get a ground ball right there, and then left a pitch up to Flowers after getting behind, and that's pretty much it. Not really. No, just, you know, just trying to make good pitch, just barely missing. You know, they took some pretty close pitches, but just not, it's not quite finishing my pitches per se, but I mean, I felt good out there, felt fine, and I was coming out good. So just missing a little bit, just, you know, I think the leadoff walk, that was the one that hurt.
The Nationals try to bounce back on Tuesday behind Joe Ross. He will battle R.A. Dickey.